Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I pray that it really, as I've said to you often, I pray that it be real food for you, that you see the words of Scripture, you know, because they aren't just words on a page. They're God's Word. It's living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. His Word has the power to correct us, but most of all to heal us and to draw us closer to Him. This is the day we celebrate when Jesus was brought into the temple, as was the law at that time. And the first reading, as I said, is from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver. He will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. We remember here, Jesus was brought by his parents to the altar, to the Lord, to the church, to the temple, however we see that, but he was brought. God loved us so much that he took on flesh for us and followed all the things he was supposed to do. Let's take a look now at the responsorial Psalm 24, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. We knew what he was going to be, but he was just a little baby at this point being brought into the temple. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. What a beautiful tribute to the Lord that is. What a beautiful tribute. He loves us, and he comes to be like us in the flesh. He doesn't just watch over us from on high. He comes, and he lives with us for 33 years. Think of that. And let's see what the gospel tells us now. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 40. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. Bend you yourself a sword, will pierce so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped day and night with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Can you imagine what that would be like for any parent, that your child was growing, becoming strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him? They must have so cherished holding him and saying, "This is our God." But it was a child that people could reach out and hold. God was that near to them. Brothers and sisters, how close are we to God? How close are we to him? Please, brothers and sisters, God came as a baby like us in all things but sin. He walked our roads. He walked our paths. He walked the situations of life just as we do. All the difficulties and the challenges that life bring to us. And yet, brothers and sisters, he followed, blessed, healed, anointed, and you say, "Yeah, well, that's God." But what are you doing? What are you doing? If you know the Lord and you're seeking to follow him, how are you living that out? Are you kind to people? Are you generous to people? Are you loving toward other people? How merciful are you when someone does something wrong that hurts you? How willing are you to forgive them as Jesus forgave us and forgives us now? He has gone before us to show us the way. Brothers and sisters, I've been making a habit, at least trying to develop a habit, where I not only take my time of morning prayer, but at different points throughout the day, I just stop and say, "Lord, is there anything you want me to do, anything to know? Lord, help me." Or if I'm in difficulty, turning right away to the Lord, "Help me, Lord, show me the way." You can say, "Oh, well, maybe God speaks to you, but he doesn't speak to me." He doesn't speak to me in an audible voice. It's a thought that comes into your mind, and you know you would never have thought it. Just don't look for it. Just love him and know that he's right there before you. Give him everything, your pain, your sorrow, your joy, your hope, your fear, your discouragement, whatever the case may be, give it to the Lord every day. And God will do that for you because he loves you. Pope Francis said this, "Before our eyes, we can picture Mother Mary as she walks, carrying the baby Jesus in her arms. She brings him to the temple. She brings him to meet his people. The arms of Mother Mary are like the ladder on which the Son of God comes down to us. the ladder of God's condescension. This is what we heard in the first reading today from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ became like his brothers and sisters in every respect so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. This is the twofold path taken by Jesus. He descended, he became like us in order then to ascend with us to the Father, making us like himself. In our heart, we can contemplate this double movement by imagining the gospel scene of Mary, who enters the temple holding the child in her arms. The mother walks, yet it is the child who goes before her. She carries him, yet he is leading her along the path of the God who comes to us so that we might go to him. Jesus walked the same path as we do and shows us the new and living way, which is he himself. Pope Francis wrote this. He's telling us that we can right now in our own challenges or difficulties or losses or pain that we might have, come to him. Even when we're in good spirits, come to him and say, thank you. How blessed God would be to hear that from you. Thank him when something goes well. Turn to him when something is difficult and ask for his grace or his help or his wisdom. Turn to him first. You can turn to people who might give you good advice, but turn to him first. Please, brothers and sisters, he loves you and he waits for you. He waits for each one of us to turn to him. And we say, I'm too busy. I've got too much on my plate. Maybe someday when I'm on vacation, maybe I can think about it. No. Start now. At least 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I wish you'd at least spend 15 minutes. Read the scriptures of the day. Ask God to help you. Because he wants to draw you closer and closer to himself. Pope Francis does such a beautiful, he's just beautiful in what he writes here. And I encourage you to read this meditation of the day as real blessing to us and calling us on to live more and more faithfully to him. Today, we too, like Mary and Simeon, want to take Jesus in our arms to bring him to his people. Surely we will be able to do so if we enter into the mystery in which Jesus himself is our guide. Let us bring others to Jesus, but let us also allow ourselves to be led by him. This is what we should be, guides who themselves are guided. May the Lord, through the intercession of Mary, our mother, Saint Joseph and Saint Simeon and Hannah, grant to all of us what we sought in today's opening prayer, to be presented to him with minds made pure. Pope Francis, may God abundantly bless you and lead you closer and closer to him. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.